Amen.
Chaos. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. The presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Shoyarata kasahataya. So yahataya babakosoto o sharadaya. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands a moment, church. Let's just pray to the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence here, God. Lord, we honor you today. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Maya, here, also. Heart at eye, and the day. Le bitikiando, ota sate, eteato coba babasia. Me latido coso da da da. The glory of the Lord filling the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. Fill us again, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And we can pray with our spirit, and we can pray with the understanding. Oh, pray in the perfect will of God in the earth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Wow. In his presence is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, just put such a hunger in us that we know that it's only you that can satisfy that hunger. We want to see your glory. Oh, da-da-da, ha-sa-ta-ta-ta. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, the Lord's getting our attention. And I've given many messages in tongues. But this is the first time I ever had an experience like this. That the message came forth as if God was saying, listen. And this is what came to my heart. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is distressed, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto myself. Yes. This he said, signifying by what death he should die.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word today. The word of truth that sets us free. And we're set free, we'll be free indeed. Thank you, Father, for that word today. In Jesus' name. Today we're going to be talking about stepping into the water. Amen. Joshua 1:1-3 tells us, now after the death of Moses, the Lord came to Joshua, saying, my servant Moses is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. You know, when I was reading that earlier, I thought, sometimes God doesn't speak really loudly to us until we allow some things in our life to die. Sometimes we have to get rid of some things in order to hear clearly what God is saying. So God had a plan for Joshua's life, but Moses had to die in order to fulfill that plan. Amen. So Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people into the land, which I do give you, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given to you, as I said unto Moses. And you know, at this time of the year that God was beginning to speak to them, that it was time to go and possess the promise, the Jordan River was at flood stage. Amen. You go back and you begin to study that out. And so when he told the Israelites to go in and possess the promised land, it appeared to them that it was a barrier of impossibility. Amen? But he told them to go, this is what they were to do. So, you know, I don't know the riverbank of life you may be standing on this morning, but I do know the God that we serve. Amen? I don't know where you're at this moment in your life, but God. Amen? So just as God knew that the Jordan River was there when he told the Israelites to cross over to the promised land, and just as God knew that the river would be at the flood stage at that time of the cross into the land of the promise, and how easy do we forget sometimes when we go through things in life that God already knows it. He already knew that we were going to be there. He already had a plan. He already has a plan in place to get you where you need to go. He just needs a yes from you. Amen. So he already knows the bank of life where you're standing at this morning. And you know what? This got to me so much this morning. I've never had such a revelation of it until today. Even though sometimes you know things, but then it's like, well, yeah. But he says that he already knows the bank of life that you're standing at this morning. And like you, He is looking at that same raging water that seems impossible to cross, that seems impossible to conquer. For some reason, that just opened my eyes. He's like, I'm standing right there with you, and I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at. I'm standing right there with you, and I'm looking at the very same thing that you're looking at. I'm standing right there beside of you, and I'm looking at the very same thing that you're looking at. Wow. 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 Hallelujah. So whatever you're facing this morning, He is standing right there beside you and with you, looking at that very same situation. Whew. Glory to God. I am standing right there before the raging waters of life with you. So whatever it is, get a picture of Yahweh standing alongside of you, looking at that very same thing. Looking at that very same thing. And just because something looks impossible in front of us, it does not mean that God has not told us to go and conquer it. Because sometimes in life, we think the uneasy things and the hard things in life are not God. Enduring hardness as a good soldier. Because the very thing that is standing in front of us that seems impossible, just on the other side. Woo! Somebody say, just on the other side. The other side is the manifestation of that promise. And about the greatest breakthrough comes at those times in our life when it's the hardest. The greatest breakthrough comes in our life when it seems that nothing is working out. Everything that could happen, happens. Even your dog don't like you. And even your cat is tearing up everything. Amen. Ha. Peace, Pastor Laverne. I speak peace to you today. The God of peace that ranks big in you is going to just fill you with such peace. Ha. Oh, ha. He says that your steps have been ordered by Him. He knows where you're at in this season of your life. So with great peace, He's engulfing you right now. In the name of Jesus. My peace I leave with you. The very peace that Jesus was about to go through the hardest time of His life to give up His life for us. The one thing He had in mind was us. And He said, my peace, I want to give you my peace before I leave this earth. Woo! Wow. There's an awesome presence of God right now in here. Because the very thing that is standing in front of us that seems impossible is just on the other side. So we don't need to concentrate on how big the raging waters are or how big the mountain is. We don't need to concentrate on that, but how big our God is. And we don't need to talk about how big the mountain is or how much the water is raging, as much as we need to speak to them to calm down. Because He said, I've given you all authority. Hallelujah. In the earth. I've given you dominion in the earth. And as we read it in Zechariah 4:7, it says, what are you, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain. And you will bring out the capstones that come of us, shouts of grace, grace to it. And as Pastor taught one Wednesday night, he put the capstone on it. That means it was finished. So when you're up against the raging waters of the mountain, speak grace to it because it's finished already. Amen. It's finished already. So how did God expect the Israelites to get across the river that was raging, overflowing with waters. Well, the Bible tells me in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not unto the understanding. Now, you could stand before the mountain of that raging waters and begin to make a plan of your own and build a bridge across it. It might take us several hundred years, but we'll build a bridge across it, and we'll do this, and we'll just build a road through the mountain, and many are the plans of man. Many are the plans of man. It'll take longer to get to where you're going. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all of your ways, submit. Some translation says acknowledge. But I like that word submit because it comes from the word submarine. Submarine only operates full capacity the way that it should operate, the way it was built to operate when it's under the water. And as a child, as a son, daughter of God, you're not going to operate any other capacity until you submit and you surrender. For it's in your surrender, says the Spirit of grace, that you will know, that you will know, and in knowing, you will know me and the plan and purpose that I have for you. So submit, come into surrender under my wings, and I will cover you in the times of you not understanding, and in the times when there is thunder and lightning, and in the times when the wind are blowing and adversity. Wants to blow things around you. And it seems like chaos. But God says to you today that as you surrender to me, as you submit, as you surrender and come up under me, the chaos is going to be brought into order. And when there's order, when that order comes, says the Spirit of grace, there's power that comes with that. And in that power, you shall see my glory. And in seeing my glory, you will see the fullness of me. Amen. Hallelujah. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit, acknowledge him, and he will make the raging waters before you calm. He will make the mountains seem like a molehill. Amen. There's some things shifting in the atmosphere right now. Amen. Just because they ran into an impossibility, God didn't tell them to quit. Just because we run into impossibilities, we don't quit and throw in the towel. Every day is a new day and we don't quit. It's Sunday and we don't quit on Sunday. Amen. After all, quitting is not an option to those of us that belong to God. Quitting is not an option for you. For you are destined for all things. You are destined for victory. You are destined for all things and will rise victorious. That impossible barriers in our life don't seem to bother God when he's standing right there along beside of us. And we get that picture of him standing there looking at the same thing that we're looking at, and we're sitting over here thinking, okay, God, it's about time you do something. But if we'll just keep our eyes on him, we'll know that he's just as calm. Amen. And sometimes in the midst of crossing over to possess a thing, a promised thing, we forget
that if he has spoken it, if he has spoken it, if he has spoken a thing, he will always make a way for it to happen. Because if he has spoken it, there's a fulfillment of that thing. And all he calls us to do is trust him and trust in the one that has spoken it. No matter what the impossibilities may seem. The same promise that he gave to Joshua in 1:5 is for us as well. I will not fail you. I will not fail or forsake you. Because Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified Bible is so powerful. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not. Not any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you. Let you down or relax my hold on you, God is telling us today. Amen. So God gave his plan, people a plan, so that by his strength and by his wisdom, they could accomplish what he set them out to do. He told Joshua to instruct the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, which at that time represented the presence of the Lord, to cross over the Jordan first. Know that God's presence has already gone before you. He's already gone before you. Amen. And so Joshua 3:13 says, and as soon as the priest who carried the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot on the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap so all the people could pass on dry ground. God is still parting waters today, church. You may be standing on the bank of a raging water, but I want you to know the God that you belong to can still part the waters. He did it for them, and he'll do it for us. In the natural, did it make any sense to send the priest into a river at flood stage? Because after all, you know, in the natural, they warn us all the time. A flood stage water is always the swift, fast-moving water. Don't enter it. That's why when there are flash flood warnings, we're told over and over not to get into fast-moving water because it will pull you under. So by the circumstances and things that happen in our life, we may feel overwhelmed. We may feel helpless and we may feel hopeless. And sometimes it seems as though adversity comes in like a flood. But then the Word tells us the Spirit of the Lord comes in like a flood and tries to sweep everything. Adversity comes in and tries to sweep everything around you, and it's a current, and including you, and sometimes we feel like we're drowning. And all we can do is hold on. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, his presence is with you wherever you go. That word, be strong, means strengthened by Yahweh. Yahweh, who is the eternal, sovereign, and ever-present helper who is always with you. That's the Yahweh that's standing beside you, that's seeing the same raging waters, that's seeing that mountain, that's seeing that report. Yahweh. They had to be obedient to God's command, though, and take the first step. And as we read in the New Testament a lot of times, faith came with action when God said, raise up your bed and then walk. Get up, arise, and then go. Faith takes action. It's believing God will help us to do which he has already told us to do. Has a river flood stage come in your life? And all you can see is the raging waters, and all you can hear is the sounds of the raging waters. Instead of taking a step of faith, we're standing at the bank sometimes crying, Lord, you know, he's standing right there and we're thinking, Lord, it's about time you do something. You know, what are you, you know, hello? God had already told you to take up the ark, so to speak, and cross the river. The Ark of the Covenant, as I said before, represents the presence of God. And when you're born again, the presence of God has come to live inside of you. You have God's word on the situation. Joshua 3:3, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, he was telling the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your position and follow it. Reminds me of the message we've been preaching about, get out of your tent. I've got some things to show you. I've got some places for you to go. You know, like he told Abraham, get out of your tent and look up. This is what I'm going to do. Because that tent that you're in cannot, it's too confined to do what I want to do through you and in you and for you. So he said, you are to move out from your position and follow the presence of the Lord. And sometimes we get stuck because we don't want to change and we don't want things to change. But he said, things are changing and you need to follow where I'm going. You need to follow my presence where I'm taking you to, because in my presence is my will and my purpose for you in this season. One translation reads, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, you shall remove your place and go after it, pursue it with everything within you. So if you just get up and take that first step of obedience, the word dwelling in you will be a light to your feet, showing you exactly where the next step to take. Psalms 119 and 105 said, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Another translation reads, by your words I could see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself, and I'll never turn back from living by your righteous order. Remember what the Lord just told us? There's power in order when it's his order. There's power in order. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to get across any river at the flood stage of your life. The presence, step out in faith and step into the water. And once you make that step of obedience, who knows, the water will part right then. Sometimes he's waiting on us to step out, amen, and to arise. And he's saying, you know, just step out, just step out. Joshua 3, and they that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. The waters parted. Verse 17, and the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. You never know when somebody else's deliverance is going to take place because of your obedience. So they stood there on dry ground, the water held back, and they crossed over. They stepped out. And when they stepped out, God stepped right along beside of them. Amen. God came through as soon as they stepped into the water. Amen. So we just need to take hold of God's word and get in the water. Then we're going to begin to see some things happen. We could sit on the sidelines waiting, but the Lord is waiting on our obedience to just step out. Just step out. We're wrapping this up. The Holy Spirit's through. Amen. Thank you. But I want to give you three examples real quick of people that stepped out. Some people are taking faith to mean believing God to do something for them instead of believing God will help them do something, because he's already done it. Peter called out to Jesus to enable him, and then he stepped out on the boat and walked on the sea, while the rest of them stayed in the boat. Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead, so he took his son up to a mountain to sacrifice him. When Isaac questioned Abraham about where the sacrifice was, he said, the Lord will provide. We're called to believe, be obedient, and trust the one that says it's going to be all right. Israelites left Egypt, escaping from the Egyptian army. They came to the Red Sea. They cried out to God. God parted the Red Sea. They picked up what they had and walked across on dry ground, believing God was capable to hold back the sea until they crossed to their deliverance. The woman with the issue of blood who said to herself, I could just touch his garment, I'll be healed. So with that fixed in her mind, she pressed through everything that she needed to press through just to touch the hem of Jesus' robe and was healed. And he said, your faith has made you whole, has made you well. Her belief in Jesus' abilities and her actions to see that belief fulfilled is what took place in her life. Where are you at this morning in your life? At what crossing are you at that seems impossible? And I believe the Spirit of the Lord saying today is that it's time to move forward. Stand up and be strong in the power of His Spirit. For I have empowered you for this time to receive what I have promised. Amen. Amen. Which one?
Proverbs 3. Read down to right there. What talks about your
start up there.
Start up there. Yeah, read that.
Proverbs 3. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil.
Right.
Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life.
Amen.
Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Thus saith God.
And thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Stand this morning. I pray that you've been blessed today. And whatever sea's facing you today or river's facing this raging, know that God's got you. And just trust and believe that there's nothing impossible with Him. And we're moving forward. We are moving forward. And we just declare that for the rest of this year. Moving forward. No turning back. Not giving up no ground. Amen. And Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that has settled over us today. That has caused us to see with new vision and new revelation. And that we're not giving up and we're not quitting. We choose to believe the report of the Lord, which is what your word has already declared. And we come under you, under your leadership and under your authority, submitting ourselves to you today, Father, knowing that there's nothing impossible with you. Call us to step out on faith and believe you and trust you that you've got us. And Lord, I thank you for those that have come today and sat under this word and those that are listening by this message today or later. I just speak God's blessings over you. I just speak God's healing over your mind. I just speak God's favor over you in every area of your life. And I speak God's peace over you. And that every need that you have is taken care of. And that you're living in the overflow. Our God is able. In Jesus' name, go and make a difference in somebody's life this week. Amen. Amen. Be blessed.
Hey, y'all, wait just a minute before you leave. I forgot to do something. You know, there's a teenager in here that she's owed me a nickel ever since she's been this high. Now she's turned into a beautiful young lady, and I've often threatened to have her put her